Evening to the Healing Our Brokenness podcast. Today's recording is episode 25, The Sin of Cynicism, part 1. Cynicism is the process of being a scorner, doubter, scoffer, having paranoia, mistrust, and skepticism about things. Everyone is cynical at one time or another. However, cynicism becomes a concern when it gets in the way of life's joys for us, other people being around us, and it is labeled as part of our brokenness. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. And that is from Psalm 1:1. There are several factors that make up the reasons for one adopting cynicism as part of their lifestyle. You have experienced a lot of issues with betrayal. There are historical patterns of things not working out in your favor or working out in a way that is undesirable to you. You get to the point of seeing too much and hearing too much to think that things will be different. Most of the people that you trusted let you down. The few times that you thought things would turn out good, they turned out bad, and you lost faith in believing that things could be different. Whatever the case may be, from the outside looking in, it is easy to be judgmental to someone or something that we don't understand. It is not a license for us to commit the sin. However, empathy helps us to understand that the sin of cynicism is just like having any other sin. It becomes addictive. It spreads like a disease. It creates negativity. And it begs for more. After having to deal with a divorce from a sick individual, I experienced some cynicism creeping in. As a matter of fact, I had someone to mention it to me. It made me become more aware of when I was allowing it to get a foothold. I have also noticed that when individuals have been abused and the abuser has run an all-out smear campaign packed with lies against the victim and then brainwashes and pulls in the victim's family, it becomes the perfect tool for Satan to intertwine inside this person with cynicism being a strong hope rather than just a phase of grief. The individual starts to believe that no one can be trusted And we know this isn't true. However, when we are in pain, we often shake hands with Satan for all kinds of afflictions, addictions, coping mechanisms to cover up our hurt. We can vacillate from one end of the spectrum to another. Either we're too trusting or we don't trust anyone. Trust takes a while to gain. And when trust is broken through lies and betrayal, we are left with the thoughts in our minds that everyone will do the same thing that this person or persons did to us. Replacing our pain and hurt with healing is the hard but fruitful way out of cynicism. But as with any coping mechanism, what we have allowed to go on for so long becomes part of our normal and dysfunctional patterns of behavior. When things aren't happening our way, in our will, and in our timing, we trade whole faith and God's promises for broken pieces of cynicism. I want to leave you with some Bible verses to help if the sin of cynicism is a part of your brokenness. And the first set of scriptures is from Romans 11, and it's from 1 through 6 verses. I ask then, has God rejected his people? By no means, for I myself am an Israelite, a descendant of Abraham, a member of the tribe of Benjamin. God has not rejected his people whom he foreknew. Do you not know what the scripture says of Elijah? How he appeals to God against Israel? Lord, they have killed your prophets. They have demolished your altars. And I alone am left, and they seek my life. But what is God's reply to him? I have kept for myself 7,000 men who have not bowed down the knee to Baal. So too, at the present time, there is a remnant chosen by grace. But if it is by grace, it is no longer on the basis of works. Otherwise, grace would no longer be grace. The next set of scriptures are taken from Romans, the 15th chapter, and the 1st through the 7th verses. We who are strong have an obligation to bear with the failings of the weak, and not to please ourselves. Let each of us please his neighbor for his good, to build him up. For Christ did not please himself. But as it is written, the reproaches of those who reproached you fell on me. For whatever was written in former days was written for our instruction, that through endurance and through the encouragement of the scriptures, we might have hope.
Give more than I could have known. He turned those valleys into places to learn instead of burn and perish away. And nights never so cold without his grace. How could I say that I've seen the world from his great love? How could I know what he could love? How would I have seen what he had in store for me if I didn't give up and let him be my valley of grace, where things would change and maybe they'd cross I again. The valley of grace never was the same after he had died. The love that refines. never gonna fade away. When I see I need more of him, he whispers the sweetest of mercies upon my ears, and I won't go back the way it was again, again, again. And now a valley of grace where things would change, I've seen the light, so I'm not afraid to die.